Dr. Bob Fitrakis, bringing you the other side of the news on WGRN 94.1.
Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Well, we've got some interesting news from rural Ohio. That is the issue of the Bethel protest.
Link to this story is embedded in the description of this episode in the Other Side of the News playlist of Free Press Networks' YouTube channel. Please like, subscribe, and follow Dr. Bob Fitrakis as he takes you on the other side of the news.
We're lucky to have Abby Reimers and her brother Kenny Reimers here at WGRN. All of this started Sunday, highly controversial through Monday. The Columbus Dispatch has written about it in other major newspapers. That is the attack on the Black Lives Matter movement in Bethel, Ohio. So how did you decide in Bethel that you wanted a rally, a demonstration? How did this come about?
One of our community members who has been a minister at a local church, a youth minister, and she was a teacher, organized this peaceful demonstration as a solidarity with Black lives. And one of her quotes from the Cincinnati Inquirer was something along the lines of, she wanted to show that this monochromatic town saw what was going on in the rest of the world and that we care and we stand with you.
Bethel, I take it like much of rural Ohio and rural America is overwhelmingly white?
Yes. Yeah. Growing up here in high school, we had a few Black families in town.
So what made both of you decide that you needed to march with Black Lives Matter, often thought to be an urban issue?
Well, growing up here, I think there were always racist undertones that everybody was choosing to ignore for a long time, and I just couldn't ignore it anymore. I wanted to stand, and I knew that there were other people in this community that would stand together for this, and I thought we could achieve a peaceful demonstration.
What brought you to the protest, Kenny?
Well, I've always supported, you know, the movement, but really what brought me to this protest was that I knew that my little sister wanted to go, so I was going to make sure I was there with her. And besides her, there's also other people in this community who have the smallest voices, and, you know, I felt that I needed to stand up for them too.
So you received permits from the police. You actually had a parade permit to march. Is that correct?
Yes, the organizer did plan and receive all of that and do everything as she should have.
So the police knew in advance it was going to be a Black Lives Matter rally in Bethel, Ohio.
Yes, they were involved from the very beginning of the planning of the event.
Now, were either of you afraid? Were either of you anticipated there'd be a violent counter-protest?
Violent? No. I was anxious about going because I knew there would be some confrontation. And, you know, confrontation's hard for people. But no, I never would have thought that it would get as violent and hateful as it did.
We expected to hear some things, and we heard those things and some other things, but we never expected to be assaulted or
have our rights violated by yeah. members of our own community, some of them not.
Yeah.
So you actually recognized some of your neighbors and community members protesting against you?
Yes.
I mean, what's that like, right? You're in this small town, you got to live with these people. What's it like to see somebody and, did any of them surprise you? You look over and go, no, I would never imagine you would be on the other side.
No, I don't think I was really surprised. No. They were some of not the most loving people in the past.
But other things factored in, for example, were there not at least four known biker gangs who showed up to counter demonstrate?
Yes. And yeah. We did not expect that.
Well, how do you know there were four biker gangs there?
We could identify in most of the videos and, from our own personal experience, the four different vest colors that they were wearing in their patches.
Yeah, we're not sure that there was how many there were, but I'm pretty sure at least three.
Yeah.
Maybe more. It was
How big is Bethel? How many people live there?
2,800 approximately.
And you had how many protesters?
I would say 40, maybe 50.
Which is actually a lot, right? 50.
Yeah.
500. I mean, it's a percentage of the town that was showing up. How many were counter-protesting?
Between 700 and 900.
And many of them not from Bethel?
No, I have never seen most of them ever.
And Kenny, your picture is on the Columbus Free Press site as you and your sister's story is being told. But in the picture, you had blood streaming down your face. How did that happen?
Well, we were pretty much everybody that I've talked to was getting punched from behind every time the police turned their heads. And while the police were standing there, it wasn't too bad. I don't think any of those punches hurt that much. It wasn't until the police actually had to go somewhere else because of another incident. I turned actually to try to kind of follow them because I think we recognized that without the police there, it was no longer going to be safe if we moved away. And when we did that, that is when I got hit really hard in the back of the head. And I think three more times before I even saw anybody that was hitting me. I knew there was more than one person. And in a video that somebody else took from across the street, I was actually able to the first time see the incident earlier today and realize that my ribs hurt because I was kicked. I didn't know that before. Yeah.
Did you need any medical attention?
No. I mean, no. It was more important to get out of this situation than just take care of my bleeding eye. I don't think I would have required stitches, but.
So Bethel, my understanding, roughly 30 miles southeast of Cincinnati.
Yes.
In Clermont County. And again, historically known because of its connection to Ulysses S. Grant. Could either of you explain that? I mean, since this is the man that saved the Union and is one of the most hated figures by white supremacists and racists. So what's the connection to Ulysses S. Grant?
His son founded the town? I'm not too sure on the history of the town, I'll be honest, but I do know that his name came up a lot in the protests yesterday and people were arguing that he owned slaves, and I don't know if that was supposed to be an argument for the cause or against the cause. I'm not sure how that tied in.
Well, his in-laws did own slaves, but he actually worked side by side with his slave in freedom.
Yes, that's what I had understood as well.
So they probably left that part out, but the slave was kind of given, as a wedding present. But he was never real comfortable with it. So what happens on this walk? I mean, you start out and it's peaceful, not very scary or threatening.
No, I mean, we went into town and everyone was standing in front of the church with their signs, social distancing, wearing their masks. You could tell everyone was smiling under their masks at each other. The Bethel police officers were there asking us how we were doing. It was very cordial and it seemed full of hope and love when we first arrived.
Yeah, there was a teenage girl who was taking everybody's pictures with their signs, and another girl that was handing out pamphlets explaining Bethel's abolitionist past and how the founder moved here to escape slavery. It was all a very heartwarming first 20 minutes.
Okay, so there were no real nasty, down with the system signs. It was kind of, peace, love, and understanding. Everyone's getting along. Some reports that perhaps the police might have been a bit chummy with the bikers early on.
Yes, I did see that, but at the same time, I understand they were highly outnumbered and they were scared.
So they're trying to get. So you think the police were actually scared?
Yes. One of the police officers, Officer Colopy, I went to high school with. He's a few years younger than me. And I could see it in his face when he was standing in front of me. So I asked him if he was doing okay, because we weren't there to be anti-police. We were there to stand up for those voices that aren't being heard.
This is The Other Side of the News, streaming to you from the Indie Media Studios of the Free Press Network on YouTube, but also available online at WGRN.org. Plus, listen to us on Columbus, Ohio's two volunteer-run low-power FM radio stations, Friday at 5:30 p.m. on 94.1 FM, The Green Renaissance, and rebroadcasted Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on WCRS, the community radio station, both 92.7 and 98.3. FM.
I myself, if I didn't trust the Bethel police force, I would have advised my sister not to go to the protest, because I know how some people in Bethel can be. But because this is a police force, I think that like a lot of these protests are asking for a police force like we have in Bethel, where when my sister was at this protest, she had a police officer that she went to high school with standing next to her the whole time.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate that the greatest police officer ever was Andy of Mayberry. One bullet in the whole town. you let yourself into jail and let yourself out. So, local police, them, part of the town. So the entire police force is out, right? All six members?
Right. Yeah. I think they originally had backup scheduled from the Claremont County Sheriff's Department, and they were called away at the last minute to respond to a shots fired in Union Township.
Yeah. That's curious, because a lot of times the sheriffs have more equipment, better equipment, and are often are trained to deal with such problems. So reports that the police chief, Steve Teague, was not overly aggressive in stopping the conflict initially.
No, there were no orders at the counter-protesters to back up. They were told not to come into the street, because they started walking over towards us, because we're on our separate sides of the street. They started walking over towards us in the street, and the police told them they couldn't be in the street. And that's when they all came over to our side and surrounded us.
So even though you had a lawful permit, even though you're not a threat to anyone, now this question, Ed, did their side have any rifles or guns brandishing, taking advantage of Ohio's open carry law?
Yes.
So they did bring weapons with them in their perception of protecting Bethel from a horde of Antifa.
Yes, and I don't think it was the bikers that were armed. It was the locals.
Well, I'm sure the bikers were armed.
But we didn't see that. We didn't see that. I saw locals carrying assault rifles and pistols.
I saw people with bats. And
baseball bats. One guy had a steering wheel he was carrying around.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of
He could put that right over somebody's neck and turn it. I mean, it's like a steer. What was it like? You look at your neighbors and community members and they're carrying guns and bats. And of course, the steering wheel one, we may have to investigate. I mean, how did that make you feel?
Unwelcome in my hometown. Like, it's not safe for me to be able to express my point of view and stand up for others' points of view, which is not a good feeling.
What about you, Kenny?
I felt the whole time that I just had to stay there, because once I made the decision to go out, I couldn't back down, and we stayed there the entire hour of planned protest.
Yep.
Abby, have you been threatened? Either of you been threatened around this lawful constitutional protest?
I have received threats since my video went viral on Facebook, and there are members of my community that can be seen and identified from that video, and they are not happy about that.
Well, when you show up publicly at lawful protest and everyone's got cell phones, whatever your attitudes are, they're going to go public.
Right.
So sorry to hear about, the threats and the problems associated with your constitutional activity. So there was fear, right? There was a rumor, somebody started a rumor on Facebook that Antifa, which is less, I mean, there's really not an organization, right? It's more of a movement and an ideology, which stands for anti-fascist. This whole notion that people are afraid of a group because it's anti-fascist makes you wonder which direction the country's going in. I thought it was taken for granted we were all anti-fascist. We fought World War II over it.
Yep.
So there was some fear that Antifa, whatever it is, anti-fascist movement, might be coming to Bethel.
Yes, and I think maybe this was encouraged by some of the violent rhetoric spewed by our so-called leader, because I think he had made a comment on Twitter similar to that they were going to be busing Antifa into small towns from big cities. So then somebody from Bethel made a live Facebook video warning everybody that this was going to happen and to come to Bethel. Everybody come to Bethel to protect the town. And then after that video was released, the organizer of our event actually got with the Bethel police and made a statement reminding everybody that it was a peaceful demonstration with members of the community, that children would be there, that it was a family-friendly event. That was reiterated.
So you, in part, do you blame current resident in the White House? Do you think Trump?
How can you not? When somebody spews that much hate and then you see that much hate around you, I mean, that's not a coincidence.
I mean, the rumor that was started that caused our demonstration to be attacked was almost exactly the same rumor that he'd been spouting for the past few weeks.
And what happened was our peaceful demonstration was turned into a Trump rally.
I guess you could call it.
Did they bring out Trump signs or?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They had Trump flags, Trump hats. Everybody's yelling Trump 2020.
I saw one person who had what looked like a biker vest on, but all it said was Trump on it.
Yeah.
not a triumph, but Trump. So you can only imagine if Trump and his advisors had pre-planned this, right? Running into the 2020 election. So Abby, were you pushed or assaulted from behind?
Yes, when the counter demonstrators moved in around us, the three police officers that were with us, Officer Teague, Officer Colopy, and Officer Hoochin, were standing facing us. But every time one of them would turn, somebody would come up behind and slap us in the back of the head. They were ripping stuff out of our back pockets. My boyfriend's cell phone was attempted to be taken out of his hand multiple times. They took our hats and masks off of our faces, tore our signs up out of our hands.
And they weren't Trump hats.
No. Plain hats, Bengals hats.
Okay. It looks like Vince Ferris, the Claremont County prosecutor, John Lasker, our reporter, told him he was going to call the Department of Justice. But there's actually been some action, that there's a warrant out for Johnny Duvall. You heard that?
Yes, I saw the video of that person assaulting a man that I graduated from high school with. And yes, I had heard that they issued a warrant originally. The gentleman, the victim, did not want to press charges. And then Monday morning, he changed his mind. So they issued the warrant, and I don't think they have made an arrest at this time.
So was that individual marching with your lawful assembly, the one who was sucker punched?
Yes.
Again, the video demonstrates that they were using racist slurs, does it not?
Yes. And, you know, Bethel is a small town. We don't have a very large Black community.
They were there, though.
Yeah, they were there. And I've never heard the N-word used so many times, or, you know, threatening to put bullets in us, rape us. And there was a lot of young girls there, 16, 17-year-old girls.
So, and again, you attribute this directly back to the president, right? In some ways, you see this as political.
Yeah, and I see it as they just assumed that we were anti-police, but none of our signs said anything about that. We were there to show support and love, not hate.
It started out very political, but when it came down to it, there was only three types of people there. There was the type of people that were standing up and protecting the community, the people who were terrorizing the community, and the people that were doing nothing. And not every single one of the counter protesters was terrorizing the community. We were actually led out of the fray by one of the counter protesters who, on the way out, said to us, "I might not be on your side, but this was wrong."
Yeah, and he said, "I'm here to protect the constitutional rights of both sides." And he shook our hands and said he was a militia member.
Yeah.
We were very fortunate that he helped us get out of there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you know if he's part of the 3% militia?
I can't remember what the militia was called that he said. I kind of wish that I had talked a little bit longer to the man, because he needs to know that we are on the same side. When it gets to be like that, nobody cares about politics in a situation like that. You either want to protect your community or destroy it, or lean back and watch, I guess. I don't know.
So what's going to happen in Bethel, Ohio this fall? What do you think? What do you predict? Are you fearful? Is there a way to reconcile any of this?
Monday, we were not in town Monday for the protests continuing, but from what we saw, it seemed better on Monday. It seems like people are actually starting a dialogue and beginning to have the hard conversations that need to be had. So I hope that's where it goes from here.
Did the police chief fail? Should he consider resigning? How do you feel about that?
I think that the police chief did everything that he could have done for the situation, and just realized that if a police officer had arrested one of the counter protesters, that police officer was probably watching and keeping five people safe. And him turning his attention away could have gotten us all harm.
In some ways, the police were using their discretion, which has often been asked in the urban areas, to make sure people remained safe and things didn't get worse than they already were, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so any last thoughts on any last things to say to our listeners? We got about 30 seconds left.
The time is now for everyone to stand up and condemn hatred and one love. I mean, that's what this is about.
We have our problems in Bethel, but it's a place that's worth saving.
You know? All right. It was great talking to you. Keep the faith.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
you.
Than hatred to mankind.
I want to thank John Lasker for co-producing this version of The Other Side of the News and arranging the interviews. Thank you, John.